Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
My brother from another mother. Tuesday when we're recording this. Got massive hands, haven't you? Big hands.
Big, large.
Were you good in net? Goalkeeper.
I thought you meant as a crab. Yes, I was a good in net. No, I wasn't. I never played in goal, really. It's too
boring. Could be a good goalkeeper.
Also, yeah, I could be. But then also, yeah, I got the height. I've got the hands.
Hands.
I've got the love of the game, which is crucial, I think, as a goalkeeper. But I don't want to get kneed in the face. I don't want to be coming out to someone. I don't want to be getting trampled at a corner. Do you know what I mean? Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen. He is a goalkeeper.
Hello, everyone.
It looks risky being a goalkeeper. It's probably the position where you're most likely to get injured the most often in terms of like physical contact rather than muscle injuries.
Oh, yes. But what a vital role it is on the pitch. And it's completely different to every other position. So it's unique as well. And that's how I view myself.
Are you glasses on? What's the vibe there, Ethan?
Yeah,
are you contact lenses? What happens?
I wear contact lenses. If you remember, if you arc back all the way to episode 25, every episode up until then, I wore contacts. It used to be part of me.
I feel like that's the Mandela effect. I don't remember that. Do you?
No. If you go back and see that he's wearing contact lenses, I would be stunned. He's worn glasses every single day that I've ever known it.
Yeah,
I didn't even know contact lenses was in his vocabulary.
Before we get to breaking Joe's, we want to get people back in our 10K push, Joe, don't
we? Yes, we are well on the way to 10,000 subscribers. 10,000 happy sloppers here at the Sloppy Joe's podcast. Hit the subscribe button. If you're not at 10K yet, say, I could help. Oh, that'd be perfect. Hit it! People listen and they don't subscribe, and we need you to start subscribing. Thank you very much. Join the rest of our subscribers. It's a little team we have here.
It is a lovely little team.
It is, yeah. So hit the subscribe button.
10,000 of us as well.
I know, it's amazing.
Brilliant. Yeah. Right then, let me get my jingles up. I've not played these like in person for a while because I keep forgetting my laptop.
What we got?
Often, as we know, they don't normally work first time, but fingers crossed. Breaking Joe's.
Actually.
When should I do a refresh of them? Have you ever heard that bit?
What was the last bit?
I love that one, actually. You backed yourself.
I backed myself.
In the recording, you went, Breaking Joe's! And then you went, I like that one, actually.
I was so confident with yourself.
How have you been?
I've been very well. Annoyingly, this is going out next week, as of just scheduling, because you can't do the normal record day.
Yeah,
that's
my fault.
It's okay, no problem. Ethan couldn't do the day after, so we've had to do the day before, which means that the FA Cup final was 3 days ago, so I'm still basking in it. But when people watch this, it will be 10 days ago.
But it's confusing, but
we haven't spoken about it.
It's relevant, doesn't it?
And also, there's a chance that Ten Hag has been sacked by now. There's a chance that Ten Hag has been backed by now. But what I do know is that Saturday was one of the best days of my life.
Yeah. Talk me through your entire day.
Woke up 7 a.m. We get the train to Sheffield, meet Dad, where he's come from Worksop. We've met at Sheffield in the middle. Oh. We meet there. What?
Oh, just the hand gestures.
Yeah,
just
well, the hand. Both Willie's
are out. Yeah.
Are you paying extra for first class these days, Joe?
No, I'm not paying
standard premium, you boys.
What's that come from?
I can just imagine you, standard premium.
What's standard premium?
On the big Avanti boys, the trains, there's someone, they've got like first class, which...
That's your plush leather. That's where your David Blunkets, your Meatball Mollies, they're going to be in there.
Yeah. And then you've got standard premium, which I think you can like pay a little bit more and go in there.
I had it for free the other day, the standard premium.
No, really? Why?
Oh, because the train was just so full that they had to whack me one of these seats, and I had it all the way down to London Euston.
Brilliant.
And it was significantly comfier than the regular chair.
Wow.
That's
amazing.
It's good. And you got a little your own little mini table, you got a little charger. I know this because later on
the normal ones have the table and the charger as well.
By the way, the normal Avanti boys, they've upped their game, haven't they?
Up their game.
Big time.
Although the Wi-Fi offering is still pitiful. It's got, I think we need more regulations on internet in this country. More independent bodies that are analysing what we can call Wi-Fi and what we cannot.
Yeah.
I tell you what, so say what isn't Wi-Fi, Joe. A service that you click on that takes all of your data, so you're getting emails probably once every 3 days for the rest of your life.
Oh, 100%.
And all it lets you access is their own website. Do you know when they do that? You can access our Play Zone, where you can play a game for free that's terrible and you cannot go on social media or text anyone. That isn't Wi-Fi. That is a scam. Also, Wi-Fi on trains is shocking.
Because signal is so bad. When I see someone on a train, that London to Manchester train,
yeah,
which I really like going on, but if I see someone on the phone and then they get confused because it's just like,
it winds up, sorry.
Like, hold on, there is,
one second.
There's no signal.
How
on this
do you
train.
Not know how trains work? You're going 150 miles an hour through tunnels. Of course, you're not going to have signal. But yeah, they shouldn't be able to call it Wi-Fi. They should call it like, I don't even know, our own online prison or something. Because you cannot go on everything else. It's not Wi-Fi. It's terrible. But I don't really care. I don't mind. I don't need it. It's cup final day.
The big day.
I'm not bothered. We get to Sheffield.
Pat lunch?
No pat lunch. We meet at the train station. We've got an hour till our next train. Up the hill. Bacon and sausage sandwich. One each. Yes, please. Well, we got a bacon each and we shared a sausage. Slice it in half, please.
That's very nice, actually. That's lovely.
It's not bad, is it? So it's 1.5 Sandos.
Yeah, lovely.
Then on the train down there, my dad, he's broke his ankle. No, he hasn't. It's, we've got a can open.
Brilliant.
And he goes, have a look at
that. Two straws?
Too strong. Have a look at that. 7.2%.
Brilliant. What, for the first one?
And I said, Dad, this is like wine in a can. And he was going, yeah, but I've thought about it. Genius, this. On a big day like, it's 11 a.m. We know if United win, we're drinking for 12 hours here. He said, what's going to kill you on a day like this? Not ABV. Volume. Liquid volume.
Say, does he manage somewhere else now?
No, I think he's the CEO of Benfica.
Porto.
Fuck off. So,
it's an ABV joke there for you.
Andre Villas-Boas, for those who don't know. So he said, instead of having 8 cans of 4%, we've got 4 cans of 7%. So you get the same amount of drunkenness, but you ain't got the belly badness.
All right, that kind of makes sense.
Genius. So you Brilliant. Slow it down a little bit, you bring down the speed, but you're still getting the same amount of pissed, but you don't have to carry as much, and you ain't got that big bloated feeling.
Lovely.
It worked an absolute charm.
You don't need to go to the toilet that often.
Why didn't you just bring a bottle of vodka?
Oh, because at some point...
Actually, great point. When I went to see Blink 182 with Daryl, Daryl didn't want to miss any of Blink 182. So he just, before we went in to see them, because he was sort of weeing, do you remember this? He just did shots of vodka and it confused the people behind the counter so much.
He just did shots of vodka?
No one has ever asked for shots of vodka. He did 2 shots of vodka and he was happy. And he saw every Blink 182 song.
He was pissing, he didn't need a wee. The problem with that is, you do, and I get your point to, you know, I'm the sort of person that would say, well, why don't you just have 100% and just have a little thimble full? But you have to combine the drinking experience with the idea of the volume limitation. So you go for a beer because you want that can, you want the crack, you want to be able to sit there, you want to be able to have something in hand, but you just don't want to be drinking loads. So I get your point, but don't be ridiculous. Then we get to London, then it's a nightmare.
Why?
Well, the train, there's, what's it called when there's too many trains?
Too many
congestion.
Congestion. Fucking yes, Ethan.
There's congestion.
So we go, we'll take a separate line. Bakerloo, yes, please.
Oh, so you're going on, you're not going from Houston Square to Wembley, you're doing...
No, we're doing London St Pancras to Bakerloo to Oxford Circus to Wembley. We think we've got it made.
Hell, that's a tough one.
It took an hour and 10 minutes.
Oh my God.
To do a journey that should be about 25 minutes because there was congestion. We had to get off in an unexpected place. It was all going on. Then we get to the stadium, get in, get a drink, get to our seats, in tears immediately, just walking up the seats, walking up the
You got emotional straight away?
It's emotional straight away. You walk out, there's the flags on the pitch, the players are out there. It's national anthem, but that didn't play into the tears. It I wasn't did. Like welling up at King and Queen and that, and immediately in tears. And then kickoff happens. Talk me through your day up until kick-off.
I'm early down on the train because I'm helping out. The BBC are doing a show on Wembley Way from 10 till 1. Uh-huh. I'm not presenting the show, but they want me to be part of the team. I can just help out and do some bits and bobs here and
good,
there.
Good, fun mascot.
Yeah, I'm up at 6, so I'm on a train at 6:40. And I decided, because I was going there, not to get on the booze hype yet. But I tell you what, it was full of boozing. And not just even United and City fans. There were like, there was a couple of like 40th birthday parties who brought their own homemade hooch on. Yeah, in like big bottles. It's called Janine's homemade hooch.
Were they sort of from the farming community?
They got on at Macclesfield. Put it that way. Anyway, so they were handing that round. Did anyone want to try some of my hooch? Janine pissed already. I'm all right, Janine.
She pissed in the.
No. I kept myself to myself. There's a couple of wild characters though who spotted me. Who just. I was like, yeah, you're all right, yeah. They just loved it. They loved it because they were getting excited, yeah. And they may have already had some stuff. And for drugs. Some reason, one of them had ketamine already.
No,
he did.
Did he tell you?
No, he told me. And he was a Liverpool fan.
Yeah, well, you got to get you through the day, I suppose.
He was going to the game. He's called Jake. He was a Liverpool fan. And he had
Why don't you tell him his address and where he works?
And he had ketamine at, he told me, 6:40. What a way to wake up.
Christ, like he's a horse that's just had an operation.
Maybe it was Andy Carroll if you had a Liverpool kit on.
Great point. Nice.
I kept myself to myself, watched The Gentleman on Netflix.
I don't know why
I told you that bit.
On the train?
Yeah.
On your phone?
Yeah, my phone, downloaded it. It's great. It doesn't take too much battery, Netflix download either. Ooh. Wonderful. Anyway, get there, boom. I'm at Wembley, went dead early because I just went from Euston Square to Wembley. No congestion yet. I've not eaten yet because I'm trying to, you know, I've got a new diet I'll tell you about in a bit.
Have you?
Oh.
What is it, farting all your weight away?
No, I wish. So I'm trying not to eat until there's something in my diet that I can have, you know, if I see. Right.
Yeah,
I anyway, it. Some United fans are drunk already and they offer me a Cornetto as soon as I get to Wembley Way. The sun's shining. I'm in a good mood. I had a Cornetto.
The first thing you ate on Cup Final Day was a Cornetto.
A Cornetto diet went straight out the window. Anyway, 3 hours of great fun on Wembley Way. and then went into the... Remember two cousins, Patrick and Michael?
Yeah.
Went into the ground. And then there was a bit of catching up to do because I had a few beers sort of in the sort of concourse bit because I've not had a beer yet. That was nice. Mm. I mean, it was Carlin.
Mm.
It was all right.
It's a shame, isn't it?
It's a shame.
And I will
four for 25 quid.
I was
quid.
Just going to say, 4 for 25 quid is...
Doesn't seem too bad, though.
What?
What, for Wembley? Everyone talks about it being like 9 quid a pint. Do the maths there.
Yeah, they were cans, though. They weren't pints.
Mine were pint boys.
Really?
I had draft.
Where were you?
I was near you. I was 5'16".
I was 5'17", but we didn't see each other.
We didn't know that.
And
sad.
I didn't have any signal. Because last I heard, you weren't even sure you were getting a ticket. And then you got one.
I got a ticket. Thank you to Rob on Instagram. And then we went in and the first half, couldn't believe it.
The first half was... I mean, we don't talk about football much on this podcast. The first half of that game is maybe the most impressive United display I have seen in years. Like... City had one shot in the first half. Yeah. United scored two goals. Worth it as well. I know one was a bit lucky, but we had another one disallowed. United were exceptional. That won the game, didn't it, that first half?
Yeah.
Amazing. What a day.
And then obviously, the second half, I was shitting myself.
Yeah.
Because we held on to the lead for a bit. I did, and this is a confession, go for a... No, I didn't go for a wank. I went for a not needed toilet trip because I couldn't hack.
Well, on that, as soon as City scored, my dad went... He just turned to me, just up those stairs there. What's that? Just up those stairs there, downstairs, turn right. There's a water fountain. Just to the right of that, there's a yellow panel on the wall. I'm going to be stood there shitting myself and just left. For the last 10 minutes, he just stood next to a water fountain, not watching the game.
He couldn't
handle it.
After Docky scored, I went for a mystery wee. I just sort of stood there and waited for a minute, took a deep breath, and then went back and got a bit of bravery and stood next to Statman Dave.
Yeah.
And we enjoyed the final moments together.
Oh.
It was bliss.
It was incredible, wasn't it?
It was great fun. I loved it.
It's just one of the best days in years. Yeah. It was so good. And then afterwards, everyone had a flag and "Take Me Home, Country Roads" was playing.
Yeah, yeah.
Started crying to that as well. That got
now,
me
what
going.
What kind of crying are we talking about?
Just
here?
Eyes welling up, and then one of them where you do a hard blinking,
Really?
Tears hit the cheeks.
Now, are you letting them roll?
I'm not
sobbing. Are you wiping them off?
I let them enter the beard thicket, and I just it disperses from there. Really,
I love a good cry, mate.
Yeah, me too.
I like a good cry. Do you know, sometimes I force myself to cry.
That's weird.
No, like if there's something sad on the TV,
yeah,
I like watch it deeply and I go, it's sad, that's it. It's like crazy.
Because you want to get it out.
Yeah, you just get it out. It's like, you know,
no, it's not.
It is.
They aren't tears.
It is. I'm sure if we had a doctor on here,
tears of joy,
and we said, you know, is it good to release your tears of in your face? He'd be like, yeah. You should be crying once every 3 days.
That's quite a lot. And then he immediately breaks down as well. How was your cup final day, Ethan? You were working.
Oh, no tears from me.
Well, the good thing is it didn't affect Newcastle at all, did it, that FA Cup win?
Ah. So on that, for people who don't know, people who don't watch football, Newcastle had, because of doing pretty well in the Premier League, had qualified for the Europa Conference League, which is a European competition, right?
Yeah.
In beating them, United finished behind them. In winning the FA Cup, that guaranteed us a place in the Europa League, which pushed everyone else down, which meant Chelsea went from the Europa League to the Europa Conference, which kicked Newcastle out of Europe completely.
I never knew that.
Oh, well, just one of them, I guess.
Uh-huh. It just was another day as a sad Geordie.
It was a great day of fun here in the studio.
Right, anyway, let's move on for the final, because then the next day, because it's bank holiday weekend.
Yeah.
The next day, we got a big day on our hands.
It was a big gig.
You know, in terms of performances, never will I be having a microphone in front of me in front of 30,000 people, Joe.
Oh, that's a good point.
But yet, it's exactly what we did.
That's
on
true.
On Sunday.
I didn't think about that. We're basically Stuart Lee, aren't we?
Has he ever done a 30,000 gig? We're Peter Kay.
I think he might have done the 90s. We're Peter Kay.
We did the... So there's the Greater Manchester Run.
So you're
run.
Peter Kay. And I'm... Who would I be? Maybe Bill...
Lee Mack.
Bill Hicks.
Paddy McGuinness.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely the more annoying one.
How dare you? That's Peter Kay, so...
We were approached, weren't we, by the Great Manchester Run people.
Yeah.
Saying that at the end of the run, can we sort of congratulate members of the run in a quite personal way, by as they walk past us going, well done, Jill. Well done, Ethan. Oh, sorry, I can't think of a name. Well done, Craig. I saw a lot of Craigs.
Did you?
Yeah, well done, everyone. And we said, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's all for charity and all that, so it's great stuff. We got paid. Anyway, so we have our own. It was very chilled, wasn't it, by the way?
I thought we were going to have a little stage, me and you, and just say, well done, everyone. Me and you stood next to each other, chatting to each other. Oh, look at that guy. Wow, amazing. PB on the clock and all that. And then we were on separate plinths. Sort of.
We put a little video in now of the setup, because film some bits.
Separate plinths about 80 metres apart. So for 4 hours, which isn't long really.
No.
But for the whole length of the run, I didn't even see you.
No, we didn't see each other. We had that little team talks, and I quite liked it. If we do it again, I'd love us to have two microphones, one plinth.
Oh,
because we had great fun the last 10 minutes, didn't we, when we got together. When people run and they finish the finish line, about 20 metres later, they see me.
And then about 80 metres after that, they see me.
Well, that was the joy. It was the joy of seeing people's face going, fucking, I love the Sloppy Joes. And I go, wait till you're down there. You know, it's not just me today. It's not just me today.
Yeah.
I felt like Ethan should have been given massages at the end as well, so the full team were involved.
That would have been perfect. Would you have done that, Ethan? Been up on a plinth welcoming people across the finish line?
Yeah, well, I went to go have a little watch because it wasn't far from me.
Did you?
So I had a little watch from my doorstep, practically.
Did you?
Cheered on the runners. There was these two females next to me.
Very careful.
And they were in great spirits. Great vibes were coming off them. An aura of great vibeness. And they were just shouting at the people with their names or whatever. And I tried doing it, but I wasn't very confident at first. But they were so confident, I just got a bit closer to them. And every time they shouted, go on, Jill, I'd go, yeah, Jill. And it really got into it eventually.
Good, isn't it?
Get into it eventually. So everyone wears their names on, like, with their number on, don't they?
Yeah.
Do you have any, like, sort of takeaways from what you saw?
Yes. Made a couple of mistakes.
All right,
I'll be the first to own that. So, firstly, you're doing a lot of congratulations, everyone. Amazing achievement. And then by the end, I was sort of riffing a little bit. Look at Dom.
Oh, yeah, he was having the time of his life.
The guy is a walking PB, and he'll walk past and he'll go, and he'll go, oh, sorry, mate, go on, keep going. I'm like, no one's had, anytime I saw a United fan, what a weekend for James,
oh,
by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, yeah.
And he'd be like, that was good. This is on me. Occasionally, so most people, what happens is you get your badge, you type your name in. So it says your name on the front. So if you say, well done, James. James hears his name, looks up at you and goes, well done, cheers. Occasionally, when people are raising money for charity, instead of having their own name on their badge, they might have the name of a poorly or perhaps passed away loved one.
Mm.
So occasionally, someone will walk past with a cancer research top on and you'll go, amazing, Jackie. And then you look at Jackie and it's a 48-year-old man and you realise that that might have been his wife's name.
Oh.
And it is the worst I've ever felt.
It is. I know
it was horrible.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, took the wind out of my sails a couple of times. You think, oh, I've fucked it. You have to be so careful.
No, but maybe Jackie's spirit was there with him.
Maybe.
You are cheering them both on.
But when I'm going, what a day for Jackie, and he looks up and his eyes are full of tears.
Gone.
It don't feel like what a day. So that I got that wrong a couple of times. But
yeah,
I
but you, yeah. But you just got to be, yeah.
What about you takeaways?
No, that after probably about an hour and a half or 2 hours on the track, I don't think they remembered that they had their name on them. So when I was shouting people out, they were, at first they were so confused.
Some people get stunned.
Jamie, well done. He's like, Jay, how does he know?
Yeah.
Like walking past me.
I'm trying
me.
To find where the noise is coming from, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. I made, because I'm not very clever sometimes with names.
What's that
if
mean?
If there was a name that's confusing and I didn't quite know how to say it, sometimes I would start saying congratulations to a group of three or four and I just would miss out one of them because I couldn't say the name right.
Well done, John, Alan, Keith.
Dave, you'd all done amazing. Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant, amazing. Brilliant. I just took a chance. I was going for it. I love it. Long name, I'll give it a go.
30,000 people did the race.
Yeah.
And we stayed there whilst every single one of them passed us. Mm-hmm. I reckon I said hello to 1 in 3 people.
Absolutely nonsense.
I said 10,000 names on the weekend.
You did not. 1 in 3 people come past like a crowd of people. You
no, going, yeah, but I'm
John, Alex, Stevens,
I was
Stephanie.
Rapid, hey. Mate. I was rapid.
I bet that was an absolute sight to behold. You,
I was
one
quick.
In three.
Right, 1 in 3, right?
I think
so
I did 1 in 20.
1 in 3 is 10,000 names. Let's. And how many minutes did we do? We did 4 hours
from 9:30 a.m. till just like 2:15 p.m. or whatever.
So let's say how many minutes is in 4 hours?
Well, 4 times 6.
200 divided by 204.
Also, we did
41
hours.
Names
we did
a minute.
41 names a minute, yeah. Are you still sticking with that? Still sticking with 41 names a minute? That's just under one a second.
You'd sound like a horse commentator, wouldn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, that's true.
Joe McGrath, the auctioneer. I've been about 7 to Jason, and then Matthew. No chance did you do 10,000.
No,
you probably did 3 total.
Crack you.
Good day, though.
Great day, loved it. What did you do for the rest of the bank holiday?
I just wanted to build on the running thing, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I've been doing this thing recently when I've been running where I indicate in public. Do you know what I mean by that?
What, you got some sort of detachable semaphore that you pop on your hat?
I'm struggling with this, Ethan. What do you mean, you indicate?
So I've been doing this for a while and I think it's not so common. but I believe it to be a really important thing because indication signals have been installed in cars and things alike. So why not do it as people? So when I'm like going on a run and there's a tight bit and there's a person approaching me and there's that thing where you go right and they then suddenly go to their left and you're in line again and it's like, ooh, I just simply put away that social nonsense, that anxiety. I just simply point, a little indication.
Oh, nice.
A little,
hold on, you make a little noise as well.
Yep. That's what the cars do, isn't it?
And if he stops at a traffic light, he just keeps...
Yeah. Do you have a reverse light yet?
No, I don't have a reverse light. I don't run backwards.
I like that, though. I'll often do the, on your left, as I'm running.
No, you won't.
Yeah, of course.
On your left.
If there's a lady
Captain
with a
Captain America.
What? Oh, yeah, yeah, he said that, didn't he? Yeah. About a million Famous times. If there's a lady with a pram in front, I'm hitting her with an on your left. Of course, and then I'll go on the right. Do you know what I mean? No, juke right now. Do you not do that? What, do you just thunder past him?
He doesn't run.
Crucially. What about doing it while you're walking and stuff? Have you ever worked behind a bar, Ethan?
No, because I can't separate sound and loud places.
What does that mean?
So
when you're at a gig, you think it's your mate next to you singing?
So
he's talking shit again.
If we were in a bar and we were sat round a table together and it's a loud bar and you were talking to me, say, from a yard away,
yeah,
I'm just guessing what you're saying.
No, oh,
I'm lip reading.
You're talking shit.
I'm not.
I've been in bars with you. I've never had an occasion where you've gone, I don't know what you're saying.
I lip read, or I just guess most of the time.
Wow.
I just can't separate the sound. There's just too much going on. It just all blurs into one for me.
It overwhelms you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Overwhelms you. Yeah. I've got a new, what I'm eating at the minute. Cool. What is Joe eating? Glastonbury's on the way, and I fancy looking.
You say glass.
No, not glass, not yet.
What's Joe eating? Glass.
Glastonbury's on the way. I'm going for the first time ever at the end of June, so I'm trying to look a little bit better. Oh my God, it's nearly June. That's mad, isn't it?
Sad.
Isn't it mad, Ethan?
May and June are my favourite months.
I love it.
Incredible.
May's a great month.
What a month.
June's coming up as well.
May is so guilt-free.
Yeah.
July and August. July is pretty good. August, I'm starting to feel guilty.
Mm.
We've had so much summer, it's drifting away from us. By the time September rolls around, I'm a mess. But May and June, guilt-free. Especially guilt-free. Until the clocks go... until the summer solstice.
Oh, the summer solstice.
I'm all over it, mate.
It's near my birthday, June, isn't it, Ethan? When's my birthday again?
Oh, yes. But...
No. What day is my birthday?
Go on, Ethan.
Tuesday. Is it a Tuesday?
He's right, because it has been a Tuesday
in the past.
So...
It's a Wednesday this time.
Oh, that's why I got...
See, almost, Ethan. One day out. Go on.
So I've been eating just meat, fish and eggs, mate, and some tender stem broccoli.
Meat, fish and eggs.
And tender stem broccoli.
Do you know what? That's the diet of a brown bear, isn't it? You're eating salmon straight out of the river, anytime you can catch a deer in the woods, and probably just some hawk eggs from a nest.
Morrison's
do
a 3-for-10 deal at the minute. It's brilliant. I get 3 delicious packs of fish for £10. Salmon and sea bass. We go 2 salmons.
Of course.
Because Becky loves salmon, so she gets in on it as well. And then...
But the sea bass is all yours.
And then the meat-wise, I'll be having a bit of steak, bit of mince meat and a bit of chicken. Just not all at the same time, just randomly. It's helped that Ricky Tan has got a little butcher man.
Wait, Ricky Tan's got a...
He's got a butcher man who sorts me out some cheap cuts of meat. Well...
What is this?
The good is from a good cow, but it's cheaper.
Good cow. Bad butcher.
And then if it needs a bit of, you know, vavavim to it.
Before what, Ricky Tan, who is...
He's a good mate of mine. Well, he's a good mate of mine, first of all. Second of all, he's a man who can.
Ricky
you
Tan.
You can approach... I can call him now. Can. Call him now, Ricky Tan, with a problem.
Yeah.
He'd be on it straight away.
So if you wanted your toilet system sorted, he'd get it sorted.
He'd be around.
If you wanted 3 bags of... cocaine, he could get you that sword.
I don't know about that. I have been offered... He has offered me a parrot in the past.
A parrot?
Yeah. He said,
and now, what's he getting you?
Lots of sirloin steaks. So I am...
How many sirloin steaks?
He got me...
And how much are you paying for these? Because they better be good value.
Cash in hand, £10. He got me 8 the other day.
8?
Wow.
8 steaks for a tenner?
Yeah.
They're like £4.50 each in co-op.
Yeah, that's because you don't know the man.
I want to.
No, to be fair,
they can't be good.
One.
No offence, but they cannot be good quality.
I had one, they were good.
Are they sort of wafer thin?
Do you know what they are? They're a little bit smaller. So it gets to the point where the butcher can't sell the sort of arse end of the meat. Often that meat then is used for like mince or like so. What Ricky uses it for is because Ricky owns a burger place. Ricky uses that bit of the meat for sirloin. Mincing down and getting into his beef patties. Delicious smash burger patties. He goes save that little bit for McGrath. Cut it up £10 cash in hand. Sorted. Yes, please.
And were they, what did they arrive in? Just in a plastic bag?
Like a vacuum sealed bag. It was mad actually.
Really?
Yeah, it felt. it felt weird.
Yeah.
And then when you open it, it just, when air fills, it's like,
so how many of these steaks are you having?
I'd have two a day.
Are you having two every day?
Well, that's three. Starting from today. No, not three, not three. I do like me sort of like mince and rubbing it up in the bowl and frying it a little bit, and that's nice.
With mince?
Mince.
So wait, rolling it in a bowl and then frying it?
Yeah.
That's burger.
Yeah.
So you've made burgers?
I've made burger mints.
Oh,
burger
nice.
Mints. It's all right. I don't know if I'm doing anything yet, but
so you're losing
nice.
Weight then? Is that the aim here?
The aim, I'm still playing football again, so watch out.
What do you mean, watch out? Well, you're just doing it freelance in the street. you might nutmeg someone on the high street. But I play football again. Watch out.
Watch out.
Don't you do it in a controlled environment?
And I'm running again.
So watch out.
So watch out, and I won't be indicating.
Yeah, and he doesn't indicate or say on your left.
On your left. Where are you running? Like, well, like
if there's
Manhattan.
A lady with a pram, what are you doing?
Just slow going, oh, incoming.
In. Like you're a missile.
Oh,
incoming.
Ethan, how's your personal life, mate? Is everything all right? You've moved house recently. Can we say that yet?
No, I've not moved house. Regarding steak, because we're just talking about steak, weren't we? If you cast your minds back to 2 minutes ago. I have been to the Matchstick Man Green King pub 3 times this week and had a steak.
What do you mean?
Folks, he's done it again. Ethan's weird eating habits.
Well, it's like that sort of, you know, people like their comforts, don't they? And I think Ethan sometimes gets himself into a, loves one TV show, Have I Got News For You?
Yeah.
Loves steaks from the Green King pub.
And he does this thing as well where, unlike anyone I've ever met, most people, they go, I've had steak 3 times this week, I've been 8 times this month or whatever. Oh, do you look, I love it. I just
love
go,
it.
I know I should try something else, but I love it. And with Ethan, quite regularly, you'll go, oh, I've been having this every single night of the week this week. Oh, do you like it? No.
No.
He does stuff through habit that he doesn't even like.
What, talk to me about your steak then.
I don't understand the psyche behind it, but one good thing of this podcast is that I've made a documentation of my life and I can kind of track what I've been up to. People realise now that I go through these habits when before I didn't really spot it.
Do you think that's a good thing?
Because
there's the back and forth argument in there. Do you know those watches that track how tired you are, your sleep, your exertion, all that? And people think, one hand it's good, but on the other hand, are you getting more stressed about the fact that you're not sleeping enough? Are you getting more stressed now that you realise you've got these habits that you never knew you had? Do you wish you didn't know about it?
I think I just don't like change, and I like finding stuff. So when I find one thing and I like it a bit, I do it 10 times over, then I'm like, oof.
So, talk me about the day one of going to the Green King pub.
So, how much are you paying for these bloody steaks?
Must be expensive from a Green King.
Oh, well, on the Tuesday when I first went, so I finished work quite late. I finished like 8 o'clock, and my brain was just fried. And
you thought, brain fried? I'd like chips fried instead, didn't you?
Or mash.
Well mashed.
It was chips, and I got off the tram, and I just thought, oh, I need a change of environment. I can't be stuck in that bloody house.
Yeah.
So I went over the road, and I went to the mix and match, or the mix and mix.
The mix and match.
What are we talking about?
The mix and matchstick man.
It's an option where you can pick a meat on a side and another side and mix them all up.
Oh, nice! Right, what do we go for then?
So I went for the steak, the chips, and the coleslaw.
Ooh, and don't mind it.
All for £8.50.
You know what? Don't mind that either. Steak for £8 is. Worryingly
cheap. We must be having the same steak, Ethan.
And, well, mine was a rump.
Oh, I bet it was.
And after I had that, I thought, brilliant, I'll go again. So that was the Tuesday. So the Thursday I went and I had it again. And then on the Friday, I went for a drink with my mate Ollie at the Green King pub. We didn't have any food. And then on the Sunday, I went again for a steak. And this time, it all went wrong.
Why? Why could it all go wrong?
How could it go wrong? Mix it.
Run out of coleslaw.
No coleslaw.
Disaster struck.
Go on.
And so when the food arrived, she went, here you go. And I said, thank you. And whew,
immediately, you hit with a wall of scent, aren't you?
An odour just hits me in the face. And it wasn't her. It was the plate.
But she was fine smell-wise, huh?
The plate smelt bad.
So I was like, oof, when it came. And I thought, that's a bit funny. So I give it another smell. I went, no, I'm not too sure I want to put my chops around this. And then...
Cock and chips, was it?
No, sorry. And I then had a little Google. Should steak smell like this? No.
It smell like this! Hopefully people online know what this smells like. Do you mean piss?
I just said odoury. And it was like, oh, no, it shouldn't.
Odoury.
So what do you do then? Because are you good at complaining?
Well, no. I take 5 minutes just to calm myself down.
Yeah.
I get up and I go to the bar and I say to the woman, I go, excuse me, I think my steak might be off. She goes, off? Oh, yeah, it's a bit weird. She tootles over.
Tootles. And, great word, actually.
She stops herself at my table. I go, give it a smell, please. I say, can you smell my meat? And she bends over and gives it a good whiff.
Sure.
And she says, she goes, what? There is something a bit weird here. I went, I told you. And she went, moved over to the coleslaw. And she sniffed the coleslaw. And her hair just fell into the barbecue sauce.
Disaster.
So I said,
disaster.
And I said, yeah, have these napkins to clean your hair. She was like, I don't mind. I was like, no.
I don't mind. I'll just do the rest of my shift.
Yeah,
covered in barbecue sauce.
This is taking a wild turn.
Oh,
I don't mind. Look at this side. Sweet chilli. Like, what do you mean she doesn't mind?
She was blonde, so you could tell.
Yeah, she's not had a inverted French toast. What's it called? Where's summer dip?
Inverted French dip. What?
Summer, I don't fucking know. Where you have blonde at the ends. What's that called?
I don't know.
Nah.
A blondie.
Yeah.
And and then she smelt the coleslaw and she went, it's a bloody coleslaw.
Oh, no.
And I said, there's always one that. She said, always. I said, well, I'll tell you what, I've had it 3 times this week. And
at that point, she kicked you out immediately for being a psychopath.
And I'd always go by myself. And I also Googled when I was there, is it okay to eat food in a restaurant by yourself?
Because it's one of my favourite things to do.
What did they say?
It said yes, and if anyone's judging you, it's none of their business. So that's when I got the Green King app and ordered the steak.
Brilliant. So what happened? Did you eat the coleslaw then?
No, I left the coleslaw, I had the steak.
You didn't get it switched,
huh? She said, if it's put you off, I can change it. And I went, no, I think it's just me. And she went, it does usually smell like that. And I was thinking, it fucking doesn't.
So you...
I've been here 4 times this week. You
grabbed a chip,
like,
sucked the barbecue sauce out of her hair and just went to town on the whole plate, didn't you?
I felt sad because it wasn't a Tuesday as well, so it was more expensive, so it was £12.50.
Oof, bloody hell.
Oh, so you lured us in with this mix and match deal, but it was because it was a Tuesday.
It's only... On the Tuesdays is the mix and match, but on the Thursdays it isn't. It's only the Tuesdays.
I get it. We get the format.
Thursdays.
We know what...
You get a burger, you get one free, I think.
Hold on, you buy a burger, you get a burger free.
Now you've got Joe interested.
Fuck me, I can have 2 burgers for the price of one.
Oh, yeah, but I was in a steak mood, you see.
No.
Unbelievable. I'm a bit hungry now.
Yeah, me too.
Should we just sort of...
Should we change clothes and get...
Should we change clothes and eat some bloody food?
I think
food.
We bloody should, Joe.
Oh, that's definitely 9 out of 10. Definitely, 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 definitely. Oh, that is sensational!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 out of 10. Right then, it's time for the 9 out of 10 Club, the club where we bring in every single week the foods we consider to be the best of the best. And this one is my choice this week.
Really?
I'm bringing it to you. I want it to be inducted into the club. And I can't believe I've not done this before.
What do you mean? That we're 170 plus episodes in.
That's what I'm saying.
And we're still finding foods you can't believe.
One of the great treats in my life, do you know, just when things aren't quite right or you've had a couple of beers and you just want something that's going to tick that box every single time. For the 9 out of 10 cup, my mouth is watering.
Why?
Ladies and gentlemen, the doner kebab. And I've got from the Turkish restaurant. We've got here Dom to bring it in.
Dom
and
the
he's
going
to show us his Turkish doner kebab. Thank you very much,
Dom.
Can
I analyse your doner kebab menu?
So the doner kebab, for those who don't know, I think it's a proprietary lamb mix that is sort of skewered, grilled, shaved, pitted,
do you know
salad, mayoed,
TikTok
chili sauced. Yeah.
The world of TikTok has showed me just how well a doner can be made.
What does it mean?
As in, like, I see some Turkish boys make unbelievable doner over in Istanbul.
When you say boys?
From raw.
From raw. Oh, we're supposed to
as in, like,
getting a lamb that grew up cooked.
No, I mean from getting the lamb minced meat to put the spices through it and understanding how to... Anyway.
Sorry. Look at these. Red hot lambs.
He's gone for a lamb doner with all the salad, all garlic the salad. Sauce, and hot chilli sauce.
And God be willing, there will be a couple of those long yellow pickled chilies in there as well, which for me are an absolute mouth sensation.
Let me open her up.
This is from Panko's. Panico's, Panko's.
Some of the lowest quality fork work I've ever seen in my
Excuse
life.
Excuse me. That's even traditional.
Sorry.
Look, it's all purple and stained.
Like.
Oh, gems. it's a big Pins. Greased boy.
Look at this, right? Oh, my God. Oh, and here we go. Look, the aforementions. I'm getting back, my boy, now.
So, I mean, what is quite tricky. It's no offence, Dom, as a doner owner.
No problem, Domer owner.
Are we taking... caught me off guard. Are we taking this as a whole, like, doner kebab in general is 9 out of 10?
Yeah. Oof. What do you mean?
Because there's some kicking about. No offence, Dom. That are a little bit below par. Ethan James, what are you saying?
Oh, yes. Well, the kebab is usually a treat that's consumed late on the evening, usually after a few beverages, or if you're McGrath, maybe a few other things. But what I must what must be said is that if you're a bit more intoxicated, you can't quite identify the quality of the doner. But otherwise, as a meal itself, it can be exemplary at times.
Right.
For me, you're like a politician sometimes. Some in out of 10 club, trying to not upset anyone.
So I've had this with the typical garlic mayo and chili sauce. I think that's just how you have a doner kebab.
Can I say a couple of things I'm not happy with?
What?
I'm not happy about pita bread.
What do you mean?
Naan.
Naan all the way.
No.
Naan.
Well. It's not. It's Ethan.
Naan. I had a little shawarma the other day in a naan.
How little?
She was only 5'2".
Right. So you had a shawarma in a naan. Did you enjoy it?
Oh, yes.
Anything else to add to this
bit of
story?
Chili hot sauce and that. I got it from the Canadian charcoal pit in Didsbury, which is reopened after a mystery 6 months away.
Right, I'm going to eat a bit of doner meat here. That's all I'm going to eat. It's nice.
What
do you want me here?
I thought you'd be in love with this, Drew. I'm really surprised.
Why?
I just thought, like, the doner, you'd be like, incredible night out food or whatever. You'd be all over it, I thought.
You ordered a doner kebab, sat next to me in a taxi 2 weeks ago.
What, did I?
Yeah.
When?
From after the wedding.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but I couldn't get a katsu curry.
What?
I wanted a katsu curry.
If it brought that into 9 out of 10 club.
Yeah, I think we did, didn't we? Spicy katsu curry. That got poo-pooed. A doner kebab is delicious. It's a very nice meal.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say apart from I can't see it getting in that.
What do you mean you can't see it?
I can't see the elite. I can't
if
see
you're one
it.
Of the all right, okay. Here's something I want to bring in. Ethan's going to taste this, first of all. While we're talking about that, one thing that is often talked about with the doner kebab is, what is it?
Yeah.
People love making this joke. There it is. People love making this joke about, oh, you don't even know what it is, what the spices are. Dom, you work for a doner kebab company. Sorry.
Hold on.
A doner kebab
company. Did you mean that? A no, doner kebab
company? No, a doner kebab company. No, yeah, a doner company.
Yes.
Talk us through, what is the meat?
Yes.
What are the seasonings and what is the process of getting a kebab donnered?
It's lamb and a sheep and a pig.
Yes.
I don't think pig's involved, I've got to say.
As does. And we slice them thin and then put them on a skewer.
Yeah.
Thin slice after thin slice. We put a lot of seasoning on there.
Name me three of your
paprika,
favorite
paprika, salt, pepper. And we mold it around to make a big column triangle, and then we put the little heater on, and around it goes.
It's fascinating.
Around it goes.
I'll tell you what I'm struggling with.
What?
It's the inconsistency of the doner. I ordered a doner for getting back, and I knew that doner is a solid choice. Mm-hmm. It was a late night. It was still open. Will and Eno's, big up. But
is that Brian Eno's son?
No. Oh. But you can get doner kebabs. I had one in Hazel Grove near my mate's bar. Awful. Rubbery, shocking.
Okay.
And that's the bad experiences that are keeping it away from the top table, Joe. At the minute, I'm ready to have a mind change though.
Ethan, what are your thoughts on the doner kebab?
I must say, I just wandered over at the table there. I took a bit of meat. Mm-hmm. And then those who are eagle-eyed would have seen that I took a bigger handful the second time round. Mm. And I got a bit of the purpley vegetable goodness.
Cabbage.
A bit of juice in there. Oof. A bit of bit of meat. And I must say, it's a bit spicy. And it does hit you. And it's delicious at the same time.
See?
That was a very good doner kebab.
See? Yes, but you see my logic, Joe.
What?
Some doner kebabs aren't as
nice. All right, okay. Well, that's like saying, we put pizzas in before. Not all pizzas. Dr. Oatker ain't getting in the 9 out of 10 club.
Dr. Oatker is. It's delicious.
He's awful. He's a charlatan.
German pizza company.
What else have you brought in the past?
Well, no, we've done specific stuff, haven't we? Like the burgers. And the curries and stuff. We've done specific stuff from specific places.
So what's your argument here? That a different doner kebab to this one isn't very good? So
my argument is I've had plenty of 5 out of 10 doner kebabs in my life. Right. I can't just disconnect myself from how I felt when eating that. Right. I felt sad.
So you're not putting it in then? Make a decision. Stop sitting on the fence.
Say it's doner kebabs are, on average, is 8 out of 10.
Do you know what I'm thinking?
It's a lot of stick, the doner kebab. I thought you were better than that.
My mum used to say to me, when we used to go to the Fell Fish Bar in Low Fell, that also have a doner kebab machine, that I wasn't allowed to have it because they used to make it by sweeping up all the rubbish from the floor and just putting it together. And looking back now, that's just not true.
It's probably a lie, that one.
Yeah, I think... She just didn't want me to have the doner.
What did you used
there
to order from the Fell Fish Bar?
There is a real negative stigma, though, isn't there, about doner kebab?
Apparently, well, I can say this from a fact, from knowing and owning doner kebab places, is that all the doner kebab meat in this country is actually high quality.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it has to be 100% whatever it is.
Yeah.
Surely you should
know that.
As long
as it's 100% whatever, and also, you don't know what the whatever is.
You've already described it as being three different meats.
Yeah, which is 100% that.
So, Ethan.
No, that's true.
Talk to me.
Oh, yes. Well, look, it's... I'm never usually soberly craving a doner. But when you're out on the lash, sometimes it's just perfect.
Right. That means something to me.
And it means something to thousands more men in the country and women who go on nights out, I think. So for me, it could be in, Joe.
Well, is it in? I'm saying yes, he's saying no. You've got the deciding vote. There's no could be, is it?
Yes.
Yay! Fuck off! You
that
know you love that.
That
you've been scoffing your
shit.
Head in it.
No, it's not.
This chili sauce is lovely.
It's peg.
Manchester, you have a winner. Do you know what I mean?
That's cheap chili sauce, that.
What is up with you now? What have you? What's happened to you, Joe? What was up with you? This doner kebab came out, and
I think
immediately
it was Ethan's doner kebab comment saying, "Joe, I thought you'd be well into this."
Is that what's done yet?
Fuck, it's really made me upset.
Has it?
No, but you're. There's nothing wrong with that. You like a booze up. You like a bit of food on a night out.
Can I say something?
No.
Realistically, I am a kebab meat and chips kind of guy. I don't think I've seen a naan bread or a naan in a while. I've moved away from the actual bite of it. I like just sticking a fork in it.
You just like to see those ribbons, like you're going into the back room of a corner shop.
Yeah. You do you know what I mean by that? Loaded fries with doner meat. Doner meat chips. Yeah. That's
it goes cold very quickly, though, that way. This is like a pillow. You know when you get takeaway food and you put it under your duvet to keep it warm?
Yeah. What? Anyway, it's time now for another of our famous and fabulous features. It's the top three.
It is time for this fucking class feature. The top three.
3, 2, 1.
The top three.
Right then, the top three was inspired by something that's happened to us this week. Joe Smith gave me a wonderful jar of very posh and delightful peanut butter.
Yeah, my mum's come big in the peanut game right
She's
now.
She's coming here.
No. Right. Let's trim that off. My mum.
No wonder there's that mum.
Where's my peanut butter?
Shut up.
You'll get it.
I can bring you some as well. You can all have some. My mum's dished out the posh peanut butter, hasn't she? Mm. And on that note, we thought this week we're going to be talking top three spreads.
Top three spreads. I don't mind going first.
You go first.
I'm going to go with my heart of heart here. And you might not like number one, but it's a tapping for me. Number three, though, I will go with chunky. Oh, no, it's called crunchy peanut butter.
Yep.
It is for me a delight. The next spread, and it is on the sweeter element, but there is something I will never get over how unbelievable it tastes. Nutella.
Yeah.
It's just.
It's a classic.
And I don't often have it on toast. I just spoon it in sometimes.
What is this?
That's
what
a good it, sign of a spread.
Stopping eating bread and just eating the constituent things by themselves.
And there is nothing in the world better, in my opinion, than salted butter.
Mm. Oh, I hadn't even thought of butter as a spread.
Salted butter as a spread. Maybe it's Christmas time, you treat yourself, and you just go for it.
Yeah. Mm. It is a fantastic spread. Oof. Butter might have to win, which is sort of annoying because it almost takes a place de facto.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean.
Which I don't love.
What you mean.
But that's a very strong list.
Who wants to go next, Ethan? Fancy it?
All right, well, number three, I have Nutella.
Brilliant.
Number two, I have peanut butter.
Crunchy or smooth?
Crunchy for me, Joe.
Yep, I think that's right.
And number one, the thing that I enjoy spreading the most is Joe McGrath's mum's legs.
Absolute schoolboy humour. He's absolutely
done you
there.
Where do we go from here?
He's done you there because mine was lemon curd. So he hardly lands after that.
I'd probably say lemon curd if we're not cool with that one.
Okay,
now it's number one.
No, you can have that. That is your number
Fair
one.
Play.
My top three spreads.
Yeah.
Pate. Pork pate.
Pate is rogue.
Absolutely delicious.
I get
spread.
It. It's rogue.
Number two, Philadelphia cream cheese.
Oh,
it's fantastic. On a onion bagel. Mm. Are
it
you
is nice.
Absolutely
I give
kidding
that.
Me?
I give
it's really good.
But is it really good by itself?
Well, that's not what spreads are. Just because you eat Nutella by the jar.
I think
wait a second, are you sat there with a lure pack on your knee watching fucking Spider-Man cartoons?
All I'm saying is just Philadelphia, hold up, just on one piece of toast, Philadelphia.
Yes. Bagel, onion bagel, I told
Stop
you.
Stop throwing in onions and making it all. I'm talking about one slice of white bread.
This right, do you know what, what this top three wasn't? It wasn't top three things to have on a single piece of toast for
I think you're making mistakes, though.
I know you do.
He chose lemon curd. We didn't hold him up to that. Awful. If you choose lemon curd, you're done, pal.
See, I'm having butter as a separate thing. I'm taking that out of this.
Right.
Is that not allowed?
Well, just... It's the... Poor butter's not getting the shout-out it deserves. We can't do top three butters.
Some butter's not very spreadable.
What?
It's not spread, is it? You can't spread it.
But
it breaks the bread.
Isn't butter designed to be spreaded, though?
Lurpak spreadable is.
No, that's true. Number one, then. Fuck. This is tough.
Jam's a shout, Joe. Jam.
Where did he come from?
Go on.
It's like a little thing on your shoulder.
And number one, the thing that improves the most dishes in the world, spread-wise, mayonnaise, obviously.
Yeah.
Mayonnaise is the right answer.
But don't you plop mayonnaise?
Isn't mayonnaise a condiment?
What?
Is it mayonnaise a condiment?
But a condiment can be a spread.
You plop mayonnaise.
I think we need a big chat here.
You put your... What?
Well, who's having mayonnaise on toast? Not even I would do
we've
that.
We've just said this isn't...
Yes, but in the spreads category...
What?
In the spreads category, I'm sorry, Joe, mayo isn't a spread.
So, but when it comes in a jar, you get it out with a knife, you apply it to bread with a knife.
I feel like my parents are arguing and I'm in the corner.
Oh, yeah,
scared.
Sorry, I forgot you were here.
Are we allowing it, Ethan?
How would you not
mayonnaise?
Allow it? What else would it...
So when we do top three condiments, are you going to bring mayo into that as well?
It has to come in a tub, doesn't it? I suppose Hellman's comes in that pot.
It comes in a jar.
You have to spread
I'll let him in.
Aren't you aware of the Venn diagram? Things can be in more than one category.
Fair play.
Done.
Smooth and sugary peanut butter. Yeah.
Is that number three?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lurpak spreadable.
Number two. And number one?
Boursin.
What's that? He's letting a fucking...
What's Boursin?
It's like a cheese. It's in like a Boursin.
It's a herbed cheese roulade,
like
isn't it?
Heartburn in a cylinder.
Oh, it's so good.
Have I had Boursin?
Yeah, you smell it, Boursin.
I've not had Boursin in a while, but I've had Boursin.
I love it. It comes in a little foil. It's garlic and herb flavoured spreadable cheese.
I discovered it when I was staying with my friend in London in their family house for a month, and they had it in the fridge. I thought, what kind of middle class sorcery is this?
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic.
Get your top threes into the comments, who you agree with, disagree with. Let's forget Ethan's first number one, actually, and focus more on Mayo Gate. Thank you very much for joining us, everyone.
Bye.
Have a lovely Tuesday. Bye.
Wave, Ethan.
We'll see you again.